Hello everyone and welcome to the Beauty Download. This episode is sponsored by the one and only Navy Pro Tools.
For those who don't know, Navy Pro Tools have created a new British standard within the beauty industry by creating high quality beauty tools and a new three-step hygiene system that has allowed us to work with confidence, knowing that our practices are safe and effective.
What did we actually do before we had Navy? We couldn't live without them. These tools have become an essential part of our service and absolutely transformed our prep game.
They really have though. Not only that, our clients have said that they now look for professionals who use Navy as they understand the importance of the salons using the highest quality tools and hygiene products.
We instantly fell in love with Navy Pro Tools when we first invested in Doris, Ethel and Katie, our three must-have tools. Not only are they the most aesthetically pleasing tools, but their precision blew us away.
But did you know their signature gold coating is not just for aesthetic, but its unique titanium coating helps minimise cross-contamination?
Oh, no way. Honestly, guys, we cannot rave about them enough.
You really can't. They're brilliant.
And if you don't know, get to know, as we can guarantee that you will love them. Hello, everyone.
Welcome back.
We really need to find a new intro for this because I feel like
we then say the same thing.
I know. I don't know what else to say with it. But welcome back, everyone. We're excited for another episode.
And we've got an amazing guest today.
We do indeed. But instead of us introducing her, we'll let her
introduce herself.
Even though she probably doesn't know what to say because it's always the hardest thing.
We've had to like twist her arm to get here.
Yeah.
Because this is not a
five. Right. Go on then, introduce yourself to our lovely guests.
Hi everyone. I'm Alex Lippiatt. I don't know where to start. I don't have like one job title.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like I used to.
Yeah.
Just worked at home, now tech. Now I kind of come to London, house calls, events, winging it.
Podcast. Yes.
Yeah, but then this is it.
So I would say,
for not knowing what you're doing.
I was going to say, what title could we give you? It's kind of just like...
I'm sure we'll work it out as we go along.
Yeah, what your title will be the title of this episode. That's what we'll have to try and figure out.
So Al, you're based in Bristol.
I am.
She's based in Bristol, the girl. She's
Bristol girl.
And you have been doing nails for how long?
6 years.
6 years.
Just.
Based in Bristol, now you've merged your way into London. Was that always...
I've wedged my way in.
Yeah, you have.
Kind of into the house call section and London house call. That's how you sort of...
That the goal? Like you wanted to get in there and do that? Or did you...
It never was.
No.
Like it was... I didn't even think... I don't know who I thought was doing like celebrity manicures or just people. And I was just like, you have to live there.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, if you want to work there, you have to live there.
Yeah.
But then you see people doing it and I was like, actually.
Yeah.
So what started then? So you was obviously just doing your manicures at home and then did you start reaching out to people?
Did someone DM you?
Yeah, did they start reaching out to you?
I sat at home for like, after COVID, for ages just being like, oh, I'd love to do that. But not actually
do anything.
Off my arse.
Yeah.
Can I say arse?
Yeah. Push can.
But not actually do it. Like you have to be proactive, don't you?
As in, like you didn't know what route to take to get there.
I didn't know what I want. I still don't know what I want.
What you want
to do?
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Winging it.
So like, What I fell into was house calls.
Yeah.
And a more VIP clientele, if you will. But like, again, accident.
So how? It kind of explained your kind of first experience with it, like your first like trip down to London. Oh. Was your first client someone who DM'd you?
I feel like there's a really like story behind this.
No,
I can't wait.
A huge story.
Did someone DM you or did you reach out to someone?
Yeah, it went into my request folder because it came from, it was a interior designer and it went into my request folder because she had DM'd from her like personal account,
yeah.
But had said like, hiya, my name is... And I thought that's a weird...
And it was her personally. Well, she said, it wasn't like an assistant. Right.
Yeah, it was herself. Mm. This is so-and-so. Would you come to Notting Hill to do my manicures? Literally just like
okay,
that.
Then.
But, yeah.
The way she said, like, this is so-and-so, I thought I wouldn't message, like, hiya, this is Alex.
Did you think it was someone actually playing a prank on you a bit? Or did you think...
No. No, but I was like, I'm just going to Google who this is. And it came up and it said that she was on Dragon's Den and all this. And I was like, oh, it's a dragon. So I was like... all right then. So I just said yeah.
Yeah.
And I think saying yes to everything I did last year is how I got there, because that was in about August.
Did you feel nervous, or did you feel like, and I'm going to do this?
Now, actually, so I went with Henry, my partner, mm-hmm. and
he made a random trip out of it.
Absolutely. He comes with me. If he can, he'll come with me all the time.
Yeah, make a little couple trip.
Why not? He loves it out there. And we scoped out the place to find. And obviously, like, you're going to people's houses. You don't know.
No, you don't. Real I way of to... Do you know what? I have a thing about this. Like, I would love to do London house. I kind of do the odd ones. But you know what? I still have a fear of, like, I'm going into a stranger's house.
The thought crosses my mind.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, you know, when you're driving and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But you won't. I'm just like, oh, go wrong.
I used to love going because you're seeing people's houses.
Yeah.
I used to love being like a mobile tech. I used to absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I think, especially interior designer. I was
like, oh my God, no.
So anyway,
I was like, whoa.
So you turn up on a door.
I always look up people's. I get the address.
Mm-hmm. Google Maps.
Via the like consultation kind of process.
Yeah. Mm.
And look them up on Street Maps so I know what I'm looking for. And as I looked, I was like, oh, maybe it's like an office space because it kind of looked like that.
Mm.
So we turned up and we walked past a couple of times. And then when I went inside, I realised she actually had CCTV.
she was watching
just
you.
Just watching you go back.
She barely was watching me, but she probably could have seen me like, that girl's been pacing around my house. I remember I was so nervous.
Was you?
Yeah.
And how did you obviously
really
you sat down,
had the shake?
You shake it. I was
well, yeah,
say,
because you're like, oh, these people expect like it's like a premium. Do you know what I mean? So like, I was like, oh god, if I mess this up, like,
But it all went well.
And I was like, maybe this will just be a one-off. I don't know. And then at the end of that appointment, she said that she likes to get them every 2 weeks, and could she keep booking? And I was like, oh,
brilliant.
Sure.
Love that.
I thought I'd just work out with the Bristol situation later on.
And then do you feel like she's spread word of mouth, or do you feel like when people realize that you're now doing London, they contact you because they see you're in London?
It's a bit of both,
right?
I don't have loads yet. I'm still very much,
do you have your set clients?
Have my handful and the ones that I see all the time. But yeah, that was very much like word of mouth, and I was on a bit of a high for a while, getting a text every other week from like a new person.
Do you try and keep, because like you're saying, you've got like a handful, would you try and sort of aim that they are like every 2 weeks, then you come up, do your thing, or are you up here all the time at the moment, like back and forth in?
I am a bit all over the place, but that's more events.
It's hard though, isn't it? I can imagine, because
it's hard to have them all on the same day, isn't it?
Yeah, like, as well, like if they're then going on holiday, then you're in that 2 weeks, but then there's, and things, they might want it for a shoot or something.
This is the thing, because of kind of their schedule, it's not just, oh, I'm going, you know, I'm going, it's my birthday, I'm going to dinner. It's like, oh, I've got a shoot, and then I'm on TV, and then I'm, so it's,
yeah.
They want fresh nails.
How are you finding it with the juggling of being Bristol?
Are you on route of burnout?
I'm not on burnout. So I was thinking about it when I was doing it, and I thought, right, I'll set aside 2 dates a month for potential London dates. And if they don't fit into that day, I'll move Bristol into that day and them into the day they want.
Okay,
so
that's
quite
good.
Flexible, then.
That's the only way I could advise to do it. Because yeah. I can't just be like, sorry, I'm going to leave Bristol and go off because who's going to pay me? Like,
yeah, because you still need to.
I still need to.
So would you say Bristol's kind of like 70% and London's 30%, or do you feel
probably,
like it's more than that? Yeah.
Maybe 80-20, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah. And do you feel like...
what I've got on. This is a busy month, April, but...
Yeah.
February was quieter.
And Bristol fully booked, I can imagine, and they've been your ride or die.
They're your bracelet, your bread and butter, right?
Saying that, though, I've only got a few that I had from the very beginning.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Because I've like kind of changed, I added in the scrubs and things, and I upped the prices, so obviously people will eventually.
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people get worried about as well, that when they sort of change their niche or their kind of service, they stress a lot about losing clients, but then you gain the kind of... The ones you lose, you then, how can I say?
You're approaching a new clientele.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're opening like new eyes, fresh eyes. But I always so think people with your old clients, you're technically getting something new. Do you know what I mean by that?
Those are the ones that...
I feel like they grow
ones
with
stay with you. Because why wouldn't you like...
I respect those ones though,
I suppose it comes down to pricing.
It comes down to money.
Yeah.
And time as well. I've lost a few based on the fact that I wanted longer than an hour.
Okay, yeah.
How long do you spend roughly doing...
In Bristol, it's like I'll probably spend an hour and a half on a set that's like a little bit of art.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Hour and 45 on a French. I don't necessarily always take that long, but I like to allow it.
Yeah.
London, I give like 2-hour blocks.
Yeah.
I'd probably be quicker, but I don't want to rush. And obviously you get in there and not everyone's ready. And
And do you find that when you do your London days, do you kind of have like someone 10 till 12, then you give like yourself an hour to get to the next person?
Sorry to interrupt. That's right. You've obviously got journeys because you could be in one side yeah. of London, but then you've got to get to...
Do you know what, at the moment, everyone's in the same place.
Roughly. Oh, that's a
That's so lovely.
Though, so that's not a real spot.
There you're
going to
be, yeah.
Right,
they're
yeah.
like, we'll just work out how to get you there.
You're like, okay.
Private car.
Perfect. yeah, definitely. Send the driver.
do you feel like there's just better opportunities now coming into London?
Yeah.
Like, is it worth it?
There's not
a
lot going on in Bristol, if I'm honest.
Really?
Yeah. If you're a uni student, maybe. But for nails, like, I'm sure there is things that go on, just not a lot. I did a Netflix show not far from Bristol.
Did you?
Oh, really?
Was it?
And that she got in contact because I live in Bristol. So I was like, oh, thank God.
Right, yeah. And do you feel that, yeah, just like London's kind of not more worth it, but like it's worth the journey. It's worth doing that.
I feel like all you guys, like everyone comes.
I feel like
London,
everyone's like, coming into
where
London.
It's just 20 minutes for me and you, or 30 yeah. minutes max. Yeah. Whereas it's like,
yeah, you're very close.
We are really close.
But then I think as well, like, if I was, say, in Bristol, would I bother? But then I suppose probably if the opportunity is there. Do you know what I mean?
After.
Yeah.
My best friend does nails and she's not interested at all.
Yeah.
She's like, if you ever need an assistant, I want to come just to be nosy, but I don't actually,
it's not actually
right, yeah.
want to work.
So would you say it's more kind of a, not a career choice, but it's like a career move? Yeah. yeah
like you
thing.
Wouldn't, I wouldn't do it just for a laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You,
yeah
like,
yeah.
I'll just for try that gigs. For a bit.
Yeah.
Is an end goal in sight. I'm not really sure what it is, but there is one.
So would you potentially say an end goal is, would you ever like move into London or
that's
really?
Stressful, isn't it?
You always see like Bristol as your home.
Yeah, my family are there. My friends are there.
Yeah.
If I had none of those, I'd be sad, but I, then maybe, but it's also expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive to live in Bristol, let alone.
So then talking kind of about that, do you do kind of like just a day here or when you do travel down, do you have to factor in like travel cost, hotel cost?
I think I offered you once mine, didn't I?
if you sleep on Dan's sofa.
You said you once,
like, well, if you can't get back. You
yeah, because I remember you had a stress once where you nearly missed your train and it was a night carnage, wasn't it? And I said, if you're ever stuck.
Because that sort of stress I couldn't deal with.
Stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite nice actually. Make friends here. That's the best.
yeah. yeah.
Make friends with the Essex lot.
And hope they've actually got another... house somewhere, maybe one of these.
Yeah, yeah,
100%. I always think that, you know, I've been in situations where I've started late at an appointment because they're not ready, yeah. And then I'm running over and I'm thinking, God, the last train home is like
really?
Half an hour, and I've got to get a car.
Yeah,
and there's traffic.
And a lot of them will say, "Do you want us to order you a car?" and things. But I'm like, God, that's going to take.
I always find though as well.
Like, I'm coming back here if I can't get home.
Right? Yeah,
you're putting the couch.
Yeah.
I always find though as well, like they'll offer a car and they'll offer this, but you know when you don't want to be an inconvenience, and it's like, no, it's fine. I'll figure it out. But really, you're like, please help me. Like,
I wonder if anyone really does these other texts that they like really lap it up. Yeah, go on, send the helicopter. Send the
yeah. Well, a bottle of champs waiting for me. Lovely.
I mean, it'd be nice, but. No, I don't think. I've never taken anyone up on it. I've taken like food. I often take food.
Yeah. Do you?
They'll be like, oh, do you want like a bottle of water for the journey? Do you want a muffin? I'm like, yes, I do. Yeah.
I'll take that, please.
So have you ever done like an overnight stay? And if you do you make it like a couple's thing with your fella sort of thing, kind of like night in London?
No, when I stayed overnight, I picked the worst hotel.
Oh, really?
Because I was like, do you know what? I can't be spending...
Because that's the thing
silly
as well.
Money.
Like, hotels are expensive round here and all.
Right? If you're in Bristol and you want to stay overnight in like a, just like a Travelodge or something like that, it'd be like 30, 40 quid.
Travelodges in London are like 200 quid at
sometimes. Yeah, minimum £100. And I'm like, I went in there.
Mm.
It was, luckily, I was going to say to him as well, well, you may as well come with me. Mm. But I was busy like all day. So I was like, he's going to be bored.
Yeah.
But when I got there, I'd actually booked a room for one anyway. And it was half the size of the studio.
This is a small studio,
dirty.
Guys.
It was.
Really?
There was a used plaster stuck on the blanket.
No.
I would never get a blanket out normally. I'm not a snob. I just don't like other people's blankets, especially in hotels.
Right. Yeah.
And
a dirty plaster.
It was the aircon, the heating was broken.
Just imagine her turning up to a VIP client with a teddy bear and like a muffin.
Hello.
Yeah.
The heating was broke, so I had to get the blanket out. And then when I was folding it up to go to my client later on, I found a plaster on it and I was like,
no.
And actually, when I got there, the security man was like, will you be back here tomorrow? Because if so, you can take a blanket and stuff with you. And I'm thinking,
That blanket.
Not your blanket, mate. Yeah. These are expensive blankets.
Yes.
But please.
So what would you kind of, with all the costing, if you don't mind, like kind of sharing to our listeners, sort of, what would you start at for a house call? Is it all
where
sort of...
Where do you even know your price?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know? Did you just throw a number out there? Yeah. Or did you...
I think this is something that needs to be spoken about because it's not, we were talking about this the other day, weren't we? Like you just don't,
you pick a number out of thin air and just kind of go wing it.
But I think a lot of places do that, even like when I was mobile or even salons.
Yeah,
you kind of go by, you actually have to key factor in costs.
But I also think as well, it's almost like you say a cost and it's fine and then you think, oh, should I push that a bit more, or like could I have taken that a bit for, do you know what I mean, am I undercharging?
I'm sure there are people that charge silly money for what it is, but like no matter how affluent the client is, they're not stupid.
They're not stupid.
They know they could go somewhere for a gel manicure, probably about 50 quid.
Yeah.
But you have to factor in, obviously, like it is a luxury to have someone come to your house. It is a convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like there's that travel costs. Product costs.
I was gonna say you ain't using
how you're
time
finishing.
Though.
Yeah.
As well,
it's
not so much it's your time.
Yeah. Time.
And in if you could then fit another client in, obviously, look, in Bristol. You would work probably
back to back
all day, back to back. But then you then would probably, it probably, I don't know what you're charging, but it might leverage out, but then technically you're doing less, but.
Sure, it doesn't leverage out, but people, a lot of like friends or family will say like, is it not better to just work at home and then you're at home and you can
do
all your clients there.
Mm.
But I'm like, but I could go to London and do like two and make more than I would doing like eight.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So it's all, but then again, it's almost like it is a day.
It's a whole day.
Yeah.
And you're trained. So then if you actually work it out.
But it's a nicer day.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Exactly.
And like, I like do a client, 100%. Go out for a lunch. One time I had like mussels and wine. It was lovely. One glass of wine.
Yeah. I think I'd be...
And then I did another client.
I think if obviously like if I was coming from say Bristol River and you're saying that you're going to do nice lunches and stuff.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't every time.
Don't lie.
Pack of nuts. That's today's lunch.
That's going to be our clip. We work on Instagram. Bag of nuts.
Pack of nuts.
No, I mean, like, as I say,
but then again, it's like getting the coffees and all that jazz. Yeah. But then I suppose, again.
You have to have that much.
No, I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a novelty.
Bring your packed lunch.
I was getting Ubers everywhere at first because I was afraid of the tube. Now I love the tube.
Yeah.
Mm. Underground, not overground. And. I save a lot of
FYI, if any clients live in Hackney, Alex
don't book me.
Don't book her.
Alex is not a fan of Hackney.
It's nothing on the area. It's getting here.
It's getting there. It's a problem. For only the right price, though.
I actually did go to Hackney for a client a couple of weeks ago, and that was not this hard.
So, was about that.
That's so funny.
Okay, so going back to what do you charge for a house call?
Yeah.
So I actually spoke to Jules.
Mm-hmm. Painted by Jules.
When I first, because you know, you don't want to say to someone, look, what do you charge? Because it's none of my business.
No.
Yeah.
But also.
But give me a bit of guidance.
I just, I said to her, like,
give me a
ballpark.
I'm not
asking figures, obviously, but ballpark, what would be like too high, too low?
Yeah.
And she just came back and said, like, you know, I wouldn't go less than 150. Mm. Certain people won't pay more than 200. And it is.
I
think that's kind of fair, though, for that type of clientele and that type of service.
Yeah.
Because then I think...
Because actually when you take out the fact... So if you're booking me specifically, there's lots of now techs in London. You can book whoever and it'll probably bring your price... Well, it might bring your price down, but it might, maybe mine's too low. I don't know. But my train will be like 30 to 50 pounds, depending on when I'm coming and when I'm going.
Yeah.
Mm. For like open return. So then that 150, say I was charging, would automatically have gone down to 120.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready.
If you knocked off, if you said like four, say you could do four clients.
Yeah, like
in
my
a day,
profit is not £150, £200.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously,
insurance, travel, products,
everything. Everything.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? Like, and then it's like, but then do you get, say, like a certain, I don't know, say if like a celeb messages you or someone that you really, really want, do you then say, oh, I'll do it for 100 just so that you know that you've got them? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I think it's if I've been asked to do things in exchange for like social love, as the PAs put
social
it.
Love?
Social love?
Yeah.
And I'm like, makes me feel a bit cringy. I don't like that.
Yeah. A bit of social love. Which it depends if it benefits you. This particular person was halfway across the world, so half their following will be halfway across the world. You've got to think about it.
Yeah. You think logically.
It's very easy to just be like, oh, that's you know, she had 3 million followers. And I was like, that could be good. And then I was like, I'm actually realistically, probably about 3.5 of those are going to be in Australia.
And who would actually then book you off from that?
Who can then actually book me?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you happen to visit London, maybe. But it's, for me, that wasn't going to provide me with like actual business growth.
Yeah. Maybe a few followers. Growth. But not.
Yeah, but like what are followers really? Like,
yeah.
Nice.
And do you find that...
Not that I don't... Love them all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like it doesn't all...
Doesn't pay the bills initially sort of thing. Right. And do you find, like, have you ever had to do... Because I know some people have to, like, sign, like, NDAs or something. If they, have you ever had to sign one?
I have.
Oh. Had, has. Did you find that fine or was it normal? Was it...
just turned up. That was the Cowell residence. Okay. So I turned, not to name drop. But yeah. I turned up and they were like, have you signed an NDA? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. But they...
They've fought you by the end of it. You're what's happening here? I've signed my life away.
I signed it. You know, I was like, yeah, of course I'll sign it. You know?
Yeah.
And then afterwards I was like, can I have a copy of that actually? Because I quite like to read through it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, yeah, you just double check. You don't know what you're
I was obviously like, well, I don't want to be late for her. So I was like, I'm not going to sit here now and read through.
Yeah.
Probably about 4 pages, but still.
And does that just mean that you can't?
It's not, it's like that's paragraphs. That's my train
shouldn't be running. Yeah. I got to go.
So an NDA, does that just mean that you can't basically say anything? Do you know what I mean? Like, what is the actual term?
Oh, I can't tell anyone I do his fiance's nails. That's, yeah. And that's not in there. It's more like, obviously, don't give out their address.
Right, okay, yeah.
Don't talk about anything that I make. Like, it's their private the conversation life at the end of the day.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Keeping it personal,
I'm not going to come out and be like, oh, they had, like, the biggest row. Do you know what I mean? It's right, like, and also, yeah. But I don't think, obviously, they don't know that, but for me, confidentiality or discretion is, like, well, for everyone probably, is part of the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't come out of an appointment with anyone and say,
talk about them.
God, did you hear about this? Had,
but as well with them, they've obviously got to have a level of worry that it could be leaked to the press.
They don't know that I'm trustworthy. I know I'm trustworthy.
You know they are, but they don't. But then at the same time, if there was something specific, then, you know, that they've told only but you, and then all of a sudden it's on the Daily Mail that way.
Yeah, like,
do you know what I mean? It could be...
I must admit, though, like, I have... I don't know how I heard this, but I heard... not. It wasn't actually a nail tech, it was a hairdresser. But... She went to like a celebrity client or something and got her hair done, and this person like didn't sign an NDA or anything, and basically this celebrity then said like, listen, this person has ruined my hair, it's shit. And obviously that is so damaging. That's like someone saying like, I've messed up their nails, like that could do, that could damage my business. And
you should give an NDA.
Yeah, but now the celebrity, because then the, say like the hairdresser fought back and went, no, actually this is what happened, because she didn't sign an NDA. Now this celebrity gets everyone to sign NDAs, so that even if, say like she slags you off, you can't then retaliate.
It, yeah.
And I just think, oh my God, that's...
You just got to sit there and just
it is
quiet.
Yeah, because you've signed an NDA. And I'm like,
obviously
God.
Not slagging you off to your face.
No, obviously yeah, 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 not. Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't then like defend yourself back on social media and go, hang on actually. A tick.
Oh.
Like, so, and now
if
I'm like...
If you didn't speak about the specific, like you never mentioned any names.
You could talk about...
You could talk about like your process.
She's like, I'm going to find a loophole here. I'm defending myself.
No, but like, it's your business at the end of the day. And like, you could go and do someone's manicure.
Yeah.
And they, you know, don't wear their gloves and whatever, and they're going around telling everyone how shit you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not.
Yeah.
That's a you problem. But
that's a you problem. That's a you. I love that phrase.
You didn't oil your cuticles. That's a new problem.
Love that.
Oh, it's mad.
Do you have any advice then to someone who says, right, I want to be...
Anyone in Bristol.
Yeah,
who's
or Bristol,
looking at you.
Or
thinking.
Anywhere in the other counties.
Yeah.
But you don't know any other ones, do you?
Yeah.
Geography's not great.
what I mean, but yeah, like, do you have any advice that you think, or did because like
there's
you,
so
you
many people it. Watching you as well, thinking, oh, I want to be doing that. Do you know what I mean?
Which is exactly what I. Do you know my advice? It's not. I love it, but it's not all how you think it is.
Right.
Of course, this is where
like
we
the
want
kind of politics behind it. The like, I don't know, even like so much as like brand deals and exclusivity. I never knew what that was. I never knew that was a thing. Why people might not mention certain products they're using or certain brands because they've agreed contractually with another company that they won't talk about
they
it
can't
for X
do
amount
it,
of
yeah.
days.
Right.
I just thought people were being a bit gatekeepy, but actually.
I think...
So that kind of brings into more sort of the content creator side of things.
You,
yeah.
Like you've, I feel like you've massively... Your Instagram is like beautiful.
Insane.
And it looks almost effortless as well. Is that the avenue you'd like to sort of go down, like with the content creating, or do you just do it because you like it? And
I like it.
You like it?
It comes, I like making reels. It doesn't take me hours.
Does it?
I can't stand it.
I just by, I feel like you've got really good clients that do really good filming as well.
I have good-handed clients, I do.
Yeah.
But I'll just, so at home, I've got a bit like this. It looks just like this, really. It's like a rig.
Like a cable.
I just put it where I want it. If I'm going to do something that I think, oh, that'll look lovely up close, I'll just zoom.
Right.
Well, I don't fit, like, I wouldn't film an entire manicure on my phone and then go back through. I would just be like, oh, this is a good bit.
Right. You do it like bit by bit and you think, oh, that looks nice.
And then I just think, you don't have to put every single thing in your reel. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be like,
lol, me. I do every step.
Like, you can, but then it becomes like, they start off about 5 minutes long and I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
I can't even post that. But I find it easy.
Almost like the highlights.
Without saying it, it comes naturally to you to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, me, not so much. But
I feel like you can see the image in your head as well.
Yeah.
You know what you want to
I know what I'm after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think anything could be aesthetic if you take some stuff out of the background, you know.
Yeah. So how has it sort of come up with, like, say, like, content creation for brands? Have you reached out to brands? Have they contacted you with, like, is it like because you've got X amount of followers, you find that brands are now contacting you more frequently?
I don't know. I mean, you
like, are they contacting you or do you have an agent now?
I don't have an agent.
Oh, there you go.
Right, there we go.
Okay, myself and I.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Even with that, though, I thought, like, oh, the people that have done it, like, they've got an agency and that's where the work must come from. And,
yeah.
But look at, like, Georgia Ray.
Yeah.
She just does it all herself.
I suppose brands now, it cuts out that middle person and that middle wage.
And there's also a 10% agency fee, isn't there? Right. So
that's what I mean. So they're cutting out the middle person and going straight to the person who they want to talk to. And
I also
really
think
you up.
That's your business.
Yeah.
You don't want anyone agreeing to things for you that you wouldn't necessarily. That's just me, but like.
But then I suppose, but then they'd, surely
rules
there would be a.
For myself.
What are you
as in, like, I'm not going to do like an ad if I don't like it.
Okay. Yeah,
or love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if I've used it one time and then it will say, like, this is my first time using. I mean, I don't do loads of ads.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I've got one. Actually, I've never been paid before. So my first one coming up is my first paid one.
So they've all been gifting sort of things.
It would just, the odd ones I've done have been like, would look fantastic. And they give you actually a lot of creative direction or freedom or whatever, because they're just like, pick what you think works for your audience.
Right.
And then do it that way.
Do it in your
way. They actually haven't
way.
Give you a structure, but like,
there's
the idea. There's
but you'll get like the free product.
This is how you, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is lovely, but.
Doesn't pay the bills.
Payment, obviously, yeah, the bills to pay.
Right, or, yeah.
Yeah. But even with this one that's come up, when they had approached me about doing it, I was like, okay, right, we'll read the brief and then we'll agree to it, obviously, afterwards.
Mm.
It just said, like, go with it. Like, these are kind of the colours you can choose from, and they were all colours that worked for me and my aesthetic, if you will.
Mm.
It's like a bridal-related thing. So they were like, we're not really after just a French, but something along the lines.
Yeah.
Something different, actually, is what they said, which is quite nice.
Because I think that's what I find as well with, like, the whole gifting thing. People gift me stuff, I want to try it before I kind of.
Oh, I've never. That's another rule. Like, I won't. You know, you get an email and it'll say, we'd love to send you such and such.
Mm.
In exchange, we just like, you know, a post or something like that. And I think, what if I don't like it?
Yeah. What if you don't like it?
What would you send back? What's like a blurb that you would send back to someone like that?
I just say, thank you very much for reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to try your products. However, I'm not going to agree to posting anything online until I have tried it and formed like a genuine opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't really post anything negative. If I don't like it, I just won't bring up.
Do they then reply?
I don't like the negativity around that or this product shit.
Yeah. Do they then reply going, yep, we're still happy? Oh, do they?
No.
Really?
No.
They don't reply.
Because I was going to say, do they then gift it to you anyway and then wait?
I don't think I've ever had someone respond back and say, no worries at all. Because but those are the people seeking out big following.
Yeah.
We just want to get the word out there. Our product probably is shit. Whereas the ones that have like
back their product,
we'll just be like, we don't need you to post it because
we'll just send it so that you can add it to your kit. If you do put it up,
and if you
fabulous.
Like it, and if you don't,
fine. Yeah, that's interesting.
Interesting.
I think you've got to be like that though, because
that's the thing. I think people get lost in it, don't they?
Honestly, I feel like I look on Instagram at the moment and it's like, I don't know.
It's just ad after ad.
It says, ad after ad.
But then I also think.
Not very genuine.
And I think, do you actually like that? Or have you just been, like, is that genuine?
Because
I'll then buy a product and then be like,
this is it.
Don't like it.
Do you go, I'm not, as you say, you need to be paid for something. Some people are more about the money and obviously the exposure.
And like,
but at the same time, it's nice to stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
But then say all of a sudden, say a certain brand come to you.
Yeah.
And then they turned around and you thought the product was actually shit, but yet they were earning, like you could have earned 10 grand off it. I don't know.
Never turned down 10 grand, but I've never been offered it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
I'd like to think that I would stick by 10 grand's a lot of money.
Of course. Mm.
But who's got that to like, what brand has got that to just chuck away on,
you never know,
on
though,
one
you?
Like post?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
If it would
big budget.
Like, I mean, I'm sure that goes to a lot of bigger accounts, but like,
yeah,
maybe people do, but.
I'm just throwing out that random number I threw out. But no, 100%. I mean, like,
no, but I think people are being paid that. Maybe not in nails, but in
influencing, there's money. Yeah, 100%.
Influencers, yeah.
But you can see it, can't you? And I think it's really obvious when it's not genuine. So I'd rather just
stay genuine.
My issue with it is people that follow me, the same way that when I first started and I followed people and I very much valued certain people's opinions, would buy things based off their opinions. Mm. I would hate to think that I've said, this nail polish is amazing or this gel is amazing and I've never even really used it.
Yeah.
They've gone and spent their hard-earned money on it. It is rubbish.
Yeah.
And I just got
one. I mean, I come to you a lot of times. I go, Alex, tell me like the real deal about this product. Is it worth buying it? And then like you're brilliant because you even then reply saying, listen, you get more in this product. Although it's a bit like, say it's like £10 more expensive, you get X amount more grams. So it's kind of worth it.
My it goes far.
Do you know what I mean? So
Jo Malone scrub.
Yeah.
No, but.
And I value that though. And I can see that through your Instagram that I'm like, I know Alex going to tell me the real deal about it. Like,
that's my like values. Do you know what I mean?
We're like, always what's the point of... We're always quite blood, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm just not, so if I don't know, I always like, I think it's polite to thank brands when they send you PR.
Cool,
you know what
surely.
I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
But that's not me saying like, this is an amazing product. It will always say like, thank you for this product. Like, can't wait to try it. And then if you don't see it ever again, chances are it wasn't very good.
Mm. Well, it's nice that you, as you say, you stay true to yourself and you stay true to what you believe in. But it's a lot of, I do wonder sometimes, I'm looking at stuff and I think, what is going on? Like it's
overwhelming.
Like it's overwhelming. And then also like what you said, it's not nice to feel that I couldn't handle if I was going down that, if I did that type of thing, that you're influencing people to buy their
like
high...
No one likes the word, but you are doing it.
But I even
always have been influenced by people.
Yeah, of course you are. Everyone is.
But I even had to have a chat with Dan the other day, and like we got real over a pizza, and like we stayed in Pizza Express till like way past when we should have.
No, there was no soul in there.
And I was sort of saying like, okay, it's sort of. I never went into nails wanting to like have X amount of followers. Like
it wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing. And I feel like
it's now a thing.
Yeah.
And you could do it quick now.
Yeah. And you could technically say that like I'm an influencer in the world of nails, but I don't want that title.
No.
I don't want to be an influencer.
Content creation, sure, but it's not really.
But you know what? I don't know if I even want that. Like I do nails. I love the event side of things. I love doing that.
Well, multi-hyphenated, aren't you?
Multi-hyphenated career. And
that is it.
Yeah, but then
not
I was
everyone
like,
everyone is a content creator.
But then we were even saying like, am I meant to post my morning matcha even though I don't like matcha? Do you know what I mean? It's like you kind of get into like, but do you know what I mean? I was like, am I meant to put my coffee up in the morning and like take on this Instagram role?
Like, whether or not you feel like you have to stay present.
Exactly. And I'm like, am I then gonna?
I said to you, didn't I? I was on the phone to you and I went, well, I'm just making my crumpet.
Yeah,
like you put a picture.
Do you put up the crumpet?
I probably would, to be fair. Sometimes I get a bit bored of just posting nail stuff, but actually, that's died a lot, and I just think, this is
my job. Yeah, because then I'm at dinner and I'm like, should I post I'm here? Like, I think,
I actually can't remember the last time I went out for dinner and didn't take a picture of it.
I know.
I say no one cares, but people do reply.
Yeah.
Wow, that's lovely.
Where is
that? You know?
See, I don't, because obviously with the salon page, I don't actually, it's just obviously what goes on in the salon.
But you've recently done, so you've got your salon pet clue. She's now no longer the nail room Danny.
She's gone, hun.
That's in the bin. Hello, clue. And
but then start doing a little bit more aesthetically, but at the same time, like
I'm aesthetic about the job.
Yeah, like about the salon and about how it looks and.
But I feel like the salon account is a different. You kind of
That is you.
It's a different look, exactly.
Of course,
you need clients.
But then you also have like your
being
personal.
Being out on a night out and being in a particular restaurant. It's not really relevant. Whereas
that's the thing. I think like because this Instagram I use is, I don't really go on my personal. I have got a personal one. It's got people from school on it. I don't really go on it.
Yeah. No, I don't either.
Someone's birthday. Or my friend's birthday today. I popped on there. Post a story.
Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah.
So like. It is my kind of, that is my page.
Yeah.
That is me. But also I think I've gone full circle and like, I don't care.
don't care anymore.
I did post a croissant on a matcha the other day.
We're all guilty. We're all guilty.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself. You're like, I am alive, but like anyone cares. Like,
yeah, I know. It's,
I'm sure people care, but like not.
It's the world of Instagram, isn't it?
We were talking about it this morning, saying there was someone and they'd got to their location and they were like, we're here, guys. Just, and I was like, does anybody really care that they made it to their location?
Like, no, it's like, crazy.
If you're doing an event, they kind of, they want it to be spread about.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, 100%.
They want you to be like, this that's is different. Where we are, this is who we're with.
Yeah. And as well, it's nice that you're obviously, when you're, as well as us, as a community.
I think it's a nice balance, isn't
you're
it?
You're all nosy, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it is. We all like to see what everybody else is doing.
We all like to
doing.
See what's in our kit bags.
So that's actually one of our questions, actually. What do you pack when you see a client? Do you bring all of your colours?
I take everything because I was told, you know, just pack everything. Just can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You can go wrong.
Do you ask the
your
client
goes wrong.
Sometimes, like, maybe they have an idea of what they want?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get an idea.
So, when am I next in? Can't remember when it is, but it's only for one person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably, I might make a day of it, I don't know. But I will say, like, look.
Come sleep on Danny's couch.
I'll be around. I'll just say, like, look, okay, what were you thinking?
Yeah, have an idea.
But you know what? I've had that before.
But I will also bring backups.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've had that before and they're like, set on French. This is what we're going for. Lovely. Turn up. I'd like this, please. Mommy, didn't bloody say
I
that.
I might have yellow hearts.
Yeah. That's a bombshell.
I think I bring too much and actually I need to condense my kit.
Mm. Yeah, as you say, like, you have your staples and then.
Yeah. And I, like this whole thing of, and it's lovely, but this whole thing of products, you know, lining
all
the
over
entire
the
bottom floor of their house, like, how can I carry that?
Heavy.
It's almost like you need a locker in London.
I would love that.
Imagine there was a locker.
It would probably cost more than rent in Bristol. But
yeah,
your kit or like your certain bits in
the
I
would love it. I would love to have two kits that I could leave at Dan's house. And that would be lovely. But you've still got to lug it around.
When I open my London salon, you can leave your kit there.
Lovely.
We'll have a deal with it.
Is that exclusive?
No.
That's an end goal for Danny.
I'm manifesting and I'm pulling it out there.
So what?
I'd love to do a residency. Just going to
put it in. Yeah. Me, babes.
What travel case do you actually use? A suitcase?
Suitcase.
Okay.
That I picked because it's sturdy.
Right.
It was like a recommend. I think someone recommended three brands. This one looked the nicest. I'll be completely honest.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
Do you remember the name of the brand or?
Away.
Away.
It's not cheap.
Okay.
They do have lifetime guarantee though. So, you know, if a wheel falls off, I get a new one.
Okay, perfect.
So,
oh, that's good.
Case, not wheel. I think I get a new case. Anyway.
Yeah.
Case, not wheel.
It's got a portable charger unit in it.
Oh wow,
so that
that's
never,
handy
because obviously everything's on my phone, like my train ticket, my money. Well, I have money in my purse, but like,
yeah, Apple
if my purse got stolen,
yeah,
I'd have my phone. I don't
it's
know
good,
like,
isn't it?
I just like the backup of, I always bring my charger anyway, but I like the backup of, I can plug my phone into my case.
And because it's in a suit, so I actually use, like, it's actually a makeup trolley from Amazon, so it almost has compartments. So because you're now in a suitcase, do you put them into like those individual like zip bags?
They're in the Rue Beauty.
Oh, I know. Beauty. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is what I think the old bio
bags.
Foam things come in.
Right, yeah.
It should be like for two, but you can squeeze a third in there, fun fact.
You can put more than
it will
one,
eat
then
the foam a little bit when you zip it, but
right,
yeah, I get three, so I get 75 bio colours in one case.
I've only been putting one in there.
That's a mugs game, isn't it?
Oh, that's a little
write that one down.
One. Yeah, love that.
I think kit, you're speaking to the wrong person. Like okay. I say, like, it might look like I've cracked it. I've not cracked it. I'd say the, you know, like if you crack an egg and it's not quite gone.
Yeah.
That's
you need that double hit.
It's a journey. This year's a journey.
Yeah.
So what's the, is there a goal? Are you just rolling and just seeing what happens?
The goal is to only have one job.
One job.
Do you know what I mean?
Roll?
So
as in like one job roll?
One job location.
Okay.
So,
well, not even that. Like I would travel further than London. I wouldn't like go to Manchester.
International.
But like if someone was like destination wedding, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, I think the end goal is to like work here less days a week and then have the ones off in Bristol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You so would you almost say,
home,
yeah.
Those are the kind of premium price point, like when busy enough, I should be able to do it.
Yeah.
Should.
So would you say then becoming that mobile London tech is the,
well, I guess so,
the end goal?
Apparently.
Yeah.
With a few little.
Sort of chopping and changing because like events are fun.
Yeah.
Not all events are fun.
Wow. We've got terrible PTSD. We've got one in particular.
PTSD. Because then, but they're not always what they seem.
They, that particular one that, so basically me, I won't mention.
I wasn't
but
here.
We did.
I avoided
a while back, honestly.
It was
it was...
Explain to the listeners, though, what was it, like 10-minute manicures kind of thing?
It was arranged that the manicures...
cut down to 20 minutes.
Yeah, full gel manicures, basically saying no prep. But at the same time, the whole point was that the...
To show off.
To show the brand.
Was to show the brand. Mm. But as well...
Nothing's going to look good with no prep.
No prep at all.
Let's just put that one out there.
And it was foreign.
We were sat on garden furniture.
I am. Yeah. We were like, well, that's not happening.
No. And we were also set up on like these high chairs / garden furniture type things. It was awful.
It was not comfortable right now, Tess.
Yeah.
Didn't you say they were massive long tables as well?
They were like...
So like...
Yeah, they were wide. And we're tall girls. Me and you are tall. We were like...
I would have been buggered then.
Honestly.
My little arms.
3 days? 3 days of we just every day just looked at each other and was like, I don't know how we're doing.
We actually almost went out.
How
on
many
Saturday
people
night,
did I know? How many people did we end up doing in one day at one
I
point?
I did 50 manicures over that week. Yeah, I feel sick saying that out loud.
Yeah,
we did, didn't we? It was ridiculous.
I was a broken woman, and because I didn't think it was going to be that much, I'd continued to work as normal on Monday.
Didn't give yourself a break.
I don't remember, but yeah, it was.
And I never even got a goodie bag.
Oh my God! Yes, I stole one after.
They all stole one. I had left.
Dan's like, I haven't gone through
Alex
all of this, not to have
Alex
a goodie bag.
Leave to get her train. She was gone.
Oh.
Out I was, the door.
So were you there later as well?
No. So we were finishing.
I was because my last manicure turned up 10 minutes late. Bear in mind, I only get 20.
Right,
so,
yeah.
And I'm like, well, I've booked a train home, which I need to get back to.
No, we got Liverpool Street. No, I said to the organiser, are we okay to take a goodie bag? That was kind of what we was told, especially we've just done slave labour.
I can imagine Dan in a black hoodie, just like, no,
probably, honestly, it was so funny. Then there were all, the goodie bags were like left over and I was like, no, I'm taking one. And I went, right, that's it. And just bombed it and just took it. And so did the girls. I know, sorry. They were actually, well, I let a bad person on that one. I did offer you.
I got on the train home and I was like, can't believe we didn't even get goodie bags.
Can you tell they're still holding a grudge about this?
I said to Alex, I was like, I'll give you whatever you want out of it. I did offer that
she
to
did.
You.
She did. Okay, but obviously, I'm not going to.
Was it worth it, the goodie bag? What was in this goodie bag?
It was like Elemis full size cleanser. And I, do you know what, as well? I was like, I won't buy one because I know it's in there and I know we're going to get one. So I was like,
it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. The only thing I've really appreciated was the brush.
She's just trying to be nice.
No.
Well, I think that can kind of conclude kind of saying like, I don't know, I feel like Instagram versus, Insta versus reality.
I say yes to every opportunity, but have your boundaries because but then I wouldn't have those had I not learned.
Yes.
So now when I work with particular brands, if I see the event and it's, you know, you get 30 to 45 minute manicures.
We're going to say like, so you're like flat out, good, I'm good.
Because I'm trying to value my quality of work. That is the most important thing to me now.
Yeah. Of course.
Because who's going to come away from that and go, oh, I would love to book her again? Looking at it thinking.
Or if they then like take a picture and tag you on Instagram and it's like.
And you're like, please don't.
Yeah. No, rather you not, babe.
And I don't ever want to have to say, oh, I hope they don't ever post that.
You want to take, we all take
pride in your work.
But I think it's very easy to want to be involved in it because it's in London and it's a big event and sometimes they're sold to be things that they're not. They're sold to be, you know, this is going to be great for networking and actually
I think it's good to do
and then it's just us lock again like hello you
guys. So
good as an experience,
it's good to learn from,
but also but it's because obviously you could still be
and learning your boundaries
and being new and going like no, I'm not doing that, but then
you have to get yourself in there some way. You just like email everyone. Hassle people.
It's that Alex again.
Every podcast we've done so far, everybody has said the same. I've noticed everyone said the same thing of everybody's just winging here.
Yeah.
They are winging.
It is a flow. It is honestly like from Rebecca to Navy to
everyone. Literally everyone,
you, Jules is even like all of them said it at some point. Everybody's just winging it. I think it's so as people we can't you want it logically written down because everyone's so used to just copying stuff now.
But again, not to like we're all guilty of it. We don't necessarily show our mistakes on Instagram, you know. We only show our highlights.
Your goals in case you don't achieve them.
Yeah.
Big thing.
So obviously online it looks great. Obviously when you meet them in person you think, oh thank God that makes me feel so much better because you're winging it too. But obviously everyone in Instagram shows the highlights, the best parts. Like they don't go, listen guys,
be a really depressing
client complained today, this happened, do you know what I mean? Nail pinged off or do you know what I mean? Like
dropped a whole pot of chrome powder.
Oh, man, 100%.
But well, I think it's a nice little conclusion.
I know. Well, thank you for coming on the podcast.
How was your first podcast, Al?
First and last.
She's got PTSD again. This is her new boundary, no podcast.
Well, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, my love. And we'll speak again soon. And hopefully you've all enjoyed this episode. And we look forward to seeing you all on the next Beauty Download.
Take care, guys.
Bye. I'm gonna tell you no matter what.